Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Stacy Jasper, talking Hiawatha girls basketball for the final time in 2025. And Merry Christmas to you, Coach Jasper, and your Hiawatha girls. Has to feel pretty good. You've completed your December schedule, and you're 6-0. So I know you've had a couple of close ones, but, man, you've won every game, and that's got to feel pretty good here going into the holiday break.
Yeah, good little Christmas present to us. We kind of had it on our radar that maybe this was something we could achieve, so we're really proud that we've got there, and we're going to enjoy a nice little break now.
We can talk about each game a little bit, but one consistent thing that jumps off the page is Kylie Nelson scoring. I think last night she had a career-high 29 against Sabetha, had 21 in a game last week, and obviously you're getting a lot of contributions from a lot of girls, but boy, she's been consistent, and when you got a player scoring that many, that takes some pressure off.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm so happy with her and for her. She put a ton of time in over the summer and even preseason during the school year in some individual workouts with some outside coaches and played a lot of games over the summer. And she's got a lot of goals for herself. So I'm really proud of her to see that she's seeing some success early on and obviously a huge factor for us. And yeah, she's just had a great start to the season. And her cousin, Michaela Williams, has also been a big contributing factor for us. And then Kinsey Nelson, her big sister, man, she is on those boards right now and just really giving us all she's got. So, yeah, we've had a good little collection of players that have helped us get to this 6-0 start.
Speaking of, you know, quick start, obviously you did that against Pleasant Ridge in your home game last week, and then last night against Hiawatha, I believe you led like 31-7 or 36-7 at halftime. So great starts to those games. But I wanted to ask you about the Moore Hill game because it wasn't a real hot start, and you had to play from behind, and you end up winning that road game by 4 points, 54-50. But tell me about what you saw from the girls kind of facing some adversity in that game and playing from behind to rally and get the win.
You know, we knew that was going to be such a battle and a tough game. And I'll be honest, we were surprised by that start. We hadn't been in that situation yet. But man, it was good for us. It was good to see that. Kettner came out hot in that first half. She had 18, I think, in the, maybe even in the first quarter that night. I mean, she really came out on fire. And, I was just so pleased with our girls. Yeah, we saw kind of our first adversity with being down so many. But man, they just chipped away and chipped away. And then we, were down 31-34 at half and, didn't see our first lead until about mid third quarter. So, you know, as a team that's seen some success early, but really, you know, we have some goals for this year and to achieve those goals, you've got to be tested. So, we were fine seeing that early on. Friday night and then just to see the composure and the experience kind of lead the way and get us back into that game and ultimately get the win. That was really good for us.
6-0, you win your first Big East game, as mentioned, against Sabetha. Now you got a couple weeks off till hosting Holton on January 2nd. So I'm sure you want the girls to kind of get a little break and enjoy this. But what are some things, I guess, you feel like, despite the 6-0 start, that you'll spend a little extra time or working on over the Christmas break? Or how many new things, I guess, can maybe you add in to get ready for the rat race of January and February now?
Well, you know, the Big East is going to be tough, as usual. And, you know, we've played really well so far and we've had a little bit of everything. You know, we've seen man, we've seen zone, we've seen some pressure. We've had some tight games. We've had some not so tight games. You know, we feel good about where we are or whatever, but, we've got plenty to work on. That's for sure. And we, you know, we wanted to come out with last night being the Big East opener. We wanted to come out and make a statement right away, and I feel like we did achieve that. So, as I mentioned, we're looking forward to a nice little break. We've got some tired legs, that's for sure. So we're going to enjoy a couple weeks off, and then ultimately, you know, facing the Big East, like I've said in earlier shows, the biggest thing for us will continue to be a good rebounding team, to continue to be a good defensive team. And then hopefully, you know, our offensive mentality and offensive showcasing, I guess, will continue to be on point. But, you know, we've got to be ready for everything. I anticipate seeing some junk defense from teams with Kylie and even maybe Michaela, as she's, you know, been a prominent scorer for us as well. So we'll have to be pretty prepared to open the second half of the season. But we're excited. We're proud of where the girls are, and you know, eager to see what's in store for us.
You bet, as you should be. 6-0, great start, and good way to go into the holiday break. Coach, thanks for your time. Congrats on the great 6-0 start. We'll look forward to seeing you on January 2nd in the new year.
All right, sounds great.
Stacey Jasper, head coach of the Lady Redhawks. We'll talk Hiawatha boys basketball after this timeout.